This is Senator Al Simpson. Mark up your calendar for Old Cars Week. The Senate will be sure you do. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. With all of the important items on our agenda, Ted, I'm certain the American public will think it's absurd to learn that we spend so much of our time and resources to pass into law these various commemorative day resolutions. In the next week, we will debate the merits of proclaiming 17 more days and weeks commemorating everything from neighborhood awareness to soccer. I'm not talking about commemorating those days with truly national appeal. Mother's Day has a broad appeal across the country. Veterans Day, Memorial Day, those are special times for us all. But commemorative days can really become meaningless because of their vast subject matter and ever-increasing numbers. As the numbers rise, so do the expenses of member and staff time. Let's get out of this business, Ted, before they designate 1988 the year of the congressional dud.
Al, you're turning into the curmudgeon of the Capitol. Things are wrong with how the Senate works, but the commemorative resolutions aren't the problem. Last year, when Democrats regained Senate control, we established guidelines to eliminate abuses, require bipartisan support for all commemorative resolutions, and make sure they benefit public purposes, not special interests. Most resolutions have worthy goals. Last Friday, for example, was National Challenger Day to honor Krista McAuliffe and the other courageous astronauts who died in the space shuttle disaster 2 years ago. Would you really block that tribute, Al? Last November was National Alzheimer's Disease Month. Would you cancel that too, Al, and prevent the worthwhile boost it gave to the nationwide efforts to deal with that tragic affliction of the elderly? Commemorative resolutions don't do any harm, and they often do a lot of good. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.